from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. The Army's presence in what is now Yuma, Arizona, dates back to the 1840s. But until now, Yuma County has never had an Army Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps program. James Branch, a former commander of the Military Freefall School at Yuma Proving Ground, is the senior Army instructor for the first such program. So what do you have in plan for the Junior ROTC program at Yuma High?
All right, so the initial plan is to get it up and running, obviously. So this is our first year. It'll be our first class starting 1 August. So getting the new cadets into the end of the program and getting them to buy into the culture and to the discipline associated with Junior ROTC will be the biggest hurdle. Because as the program progresses and they come back for their second, third, and fourth year, we'll have students there to help out with building the culture and kind of policing up the freshmen and the sophomores and helping guide them in the right direction. The first year or first couple years most likely is going to be more instructor-driven and getting the program set up and running in the correct manner to where then we can hand it over to the cadets when they're ready and then watch them continue to grow and develop their leadership skills.
You've already got over 100 cadets signed up for this.
Yes. So our cap is 150. We would like to keep 100 as the minimum. So I'm waiting right now. I think mid-July we'll get the final roster. But last I heard, we're a little bit over 100 cadets for the first year. It may get a little higher before school starts. I think the biggest challenge we had so far was just getting the word out because, as I said, it's the first year of the program. So just informing the freshmen coming in that the program's available and then the students that are already at UMI, letting them know about the program and getting the word out. So we did a bunch of briefings towards the end of last school year to the sophomore class to get the word out about the Junior ROTC program and answer any questions they might have. So I think those helped to get the interest up and to get the word of mouth out there that it was available. So I think this year, filling the class was a little bit of a challenge, but going forward, I think just the word of mouth and seeing us on campus and seeing the cadets on campus is going to help build the program. And obviously, once the community realizes it at a higher degree, once we start doing like flag ceremonies at football games and we're out and about in the community, then the program is a really good program that speaks for itself once you see it in action. So once we get it up and running and they're out in the community, I think we'll have a lot more interest and a lot more students coming to partake in the program.
I mean, how is the school day going to look for one of your cadets compared to the average Yuma High School student?
So it doesn't change too much. So it's an elective. Every Monday is uniform inspection day. So every Monday they'll be in uniform. And then we have six periods. During their JRTC period, they'll stand in formation and be inspected. Other than that, the rest of the school week, they wear regular clothes. So the only big, difference is we put a lot more emphasis on discipline. So other teachers probably don't dig into their students' classwork in other courses or even track their grades. So we track all of our JRTC students' grades throughout all of their courses they're enrolled in. So they have to maintain a certain grade point average in order to participate in the extracurricular activity. So there's a lot of extracurricular activities. Some won't be available the first year just due to equipment shortages that we're working on, but we have a air rifle competition team. We have a drill and ceremony team. We have a raider team, which is more of a physical fitness competition team. And then there's a J-Lab, which is a academic competition team. But in order to participate in those extracurricular activities where they get to travel throughout the state of Arizona and compete against other cadets, you have to meet a certain grade point average. So they know that coming in, and they sign an agreement saying they'll meet that standard. So we really stay on top of them and make sure that they take all of their classwork serious. And I've talked to a lot of other programs and instructors, and that's one of the key things with their cadets is they get so involved in the extracurriculars that they do well in other areas outside of JRTC because they don't want to lose the opportunity to participate in the program that they chose to participate in.
Could a student that's a junior or a senior sign up for it?
Yes. So the way it usually works is it's a four-tier program. So freshmen come in to year one, obviously, and then every year builds upon itself until the fourth year is where you have a battalion staff and they run the program. So you have a battalion commander, a battalion sergeant major, an XO, an S1, pretty much how you would find a staff in at the battalion level in the Army. And they do a lot of the planning, or almost all of the planning, for the events they're going to do, even the small events up to the larger community events. And then they brief it to the rest of the cadets, and they go out and execute the plan. But obviously we don't have that going into the first year, so we'll have all level ones, but it's still opened to sophomores, juniors, and seniors. They'll just won't obviously be able to do the whole four-year program. But if they can do 1 year or 2 year or 3 year, they're more than able. We allow that. And then eventually we'll get to the point where only freshmen will be in level one, and they'll be the bulk of our first-year students. And then our level twos, threes, and fours will be solid and built up. It'll just take us a few years to get to that point.
If one of your cadets by and by ends up doing all 4 years and wants to join the Army, is having participated in JROTC going to be to their advantage?
It is. So I do say that we always tell everybody, so JROTC is not a recruiting tool of the Army or the Department of Defense. The cadets do go on to join the military. They also go on to be very successful in the civilian world, and or they go straight into college, and they do very well in college with the discipline and the leadership they learned in our program. But if you complete 3 to 4 years of the JROTC program, you can come into the Army as a private first class. All it takes is a letter from the senior instructor saying that you showed, you know, excellent leadership and potential, and you did, and highlight kind of what you did during your 4 years in the program, and you can take that to the Army recruiter. It gets put in your file, and instead of coming in as an E1, you can start off as an E3. So you do get some credit for it if you decide to go down that path.
No, Major Francis, really good talking to you.
Yes, sir. Great talking to you, too.
Roughly 10% of YPG's total personnel are active duty. And for a young enlisted soldier or NCO, the remote and isolated post can be very different than what they are accustomed to. The Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers program, or BOSS, aims to uphold morale and help develop life skills. Sergeant Jason Yang and Private First Class Hardy Patel are the president and vice president of YPG's chapter. What are the three pillars of the BOSS program?
The three pillars are quality of life, community service, and recreation and leisure. Quality of life is just how we can make the soldier's life easier, as in, like, we could extend the gym hours because it won't easily correspond with the work hours, so the soldiers can get enough their time for their workout. Community service is just helping out in the community, like volunteering at the chapel, the gym, or like the small events the base is holding.
Just the goal is just to get soldiers out of YPG. We're in the desert, and we want soldiers to see some things that are unique and exciting, such as recently we went to this SeaWorld trip in San Diego. And that was really cool, and a lot of it was our first time there. And also have some plans about going to some national parks in California, like Yosemite or Sequoia.
Now, you're doing some things on post, like life skill classes, like cooking and auto skills. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. And this is Our first life skill class is going to be cooking, since I've been a boss president. And the goal there is to really help soldiers cook a healthy and nutritional meal. Most soldiers here at YPG, we live in housing, and we have access to a lot of cooking appliances, and some soldiers have their own utensils, and the goal is just to have them eat healthy and cook nutritional meals that fit in with the Army's plan for nutritional goals.
How did you two become president and vice president of the YPG BOSS program?
On the first day of the meeting, I had recently gotten to YPG for my second duty station, and we had a BOSS meeting, and Sergeant Yang had given everyone like a piece of paper, and they were like, oh, you can like sign up for these positions. And I kind of wanted to like get out of my comfort zone because I'm going to be here for a while. So I was like, I'm going to try for vice president or like secretary. And the next thing I know, I just became the vice president, and I've been trying my best to help out with everything possible.
I've been boss president since November of last year, and the garrison put out a message to see who's interested, and I had been pretty active in the previous under the previous boss president, and he had some events, so I would go there, and then I always really enjoyed going to those, and also meeting other single soldiers, so I wanted to get involved more. And so I told my supervisor that I'm interested in filling that position, and I met with Sergeant Major, and there was an interview, and he told me that I got the job.
What sort of things do you have planned for the far future?
We want to do this class in San Diego with scuba diving, and it'll be a certification there. So I think that would be super cool. And also more recreational activities, like going off-roading, like on an ATV, which I see a lot of people out here do, and I think that would be super cool for us to do.
What would a single soldier here at YPG that wants to participate, what do they have to do to get involved?
We would usually get a notification of like a new soldier, and then I think we like send an email out about our BOSS program and then when our next meeting is.
We have BOSS unit reps for each unit here, and we have a BOSS meeting at the last Thursday of every month at 1500, and it's important for, and those BOSS unit reps do come, so even if not all of their single soldiers can make it to the BOSS meeting, the unit rep will be there, and then they could push out information to their units, and when there is a single soldier that comes, those unit rep will inform us that, hey, there's a new soldier here, and then we'll be adding them to our email list. Currently, we're trying to get our social media going, as well as having like a either a Discord channel or a WhatsApp group for all the single soldiers where we can immediately add a single soldier in as soon as they come.
Do you guys have sponsors for some of your programs, or are you trying to get sponsors?
Definitely trying to get sponsors. Currently, we don't have any. Recently, just went to the annual training conference in Leesburg, Virginia, and then they talked about how to acquire sponsorship there. So right now, our goal is just to really make our program more visible in the community, and then once we have these small wins, like with these life skill classes or community service, the sponsors will be able to see that, and then hopefully they'll want to support us.
Hey, Sergeant Yang, Private First Class Patel, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Ms. Mark.
Thank you.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.